And with that being said, without further ado, Daylene Skates with Habitat for Humanity is in studio here at KODY with us. Daylene, first and foremost, good morning and how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. What a beautiful morning. I was out walking the dog this morning and it was perfect.
It is like perfect walking, running, exercise, outdoors temperature for
sure.
Exactly. So you are with Habitat for Humanity, and it's a never stop freight train through Habitat for Humanity. There's always something going on. Exactly. Tell me, what have you guys been doing recently for Habitat for Humanity, for those that don't know?
So we're pretty excited. We just finished up house number 64 for our affiliate. We're going to be doing the dedication for James and Sheena next Thursday at 4 o'clock. This has been an odyssey for them. They were selected a couple of years ago, and everybody knows what's been going on lately, so it's taken a while to get them into their house. And in the meantime, they had a new baby. So,
exciting.
Now they're a family with four children moving into their brand new house next Thursday. Super, super excited for them. And we just had our 25th anniversary garden party celebration.
Congratulations.
And yes, it was... The weather was perfect. You must have ordered up the best day for us. We had it in our longtime friend Alan Sherry Erickson's backyard. It was a beautiful evening. Had a lot of fun. Great celebration. But now it's back to work. We've got three houses going on over at 2nd and McCabe for those three families, and we're restoring we are renovating our ReStore building. So lots of balls in the air, lots of stuff going on.
So there is a dedication a week from today, correct?
Yes, exactly. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, and remind us of a location.
It's at 1821 North Miles Avenue. It's just a short little street off of 18th. Cute little house over there that we've built for them, and they're very excited.
So three houses you guys are working on, all kind of on the same street, same area?
Yep, we've got a little neighborhood over on 2nd Street, just off McCabe, and we've got three houses going right now. A fourth will be going in there. So, yeah,
it's exciting times.
Like you said, it's just, it feels like a freight train that just never ends.
Just keeps going.
We're putting in a ReStore, which was a big undertaking for us, and we just hired our ReStore manager. Everybody who's ever been into Ace Hardware will recognize the name Doug Wallace.
Okay.
He put in 9 years at Ace and was looking for something else to challenge him, and this is getting in on the ground floor of a new venture here, and it was really something he could just sink his teeth into, so we said, come join us. So we bought a building over on 614 North Sycamore Street, a big warehouse building with three garage doors on it, and we're going to turn it into a store. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I guess, what exactly do you guys do during the winter months? I mean, it's kind of a tough time to, you know, work on homes and things like that. What is kind of your winter months outlook looking like right now?
So we're going to try to get the three houses that we have over on 2nd and McCabe closed in, and if there are days that we can work on the interior, we'll definitely do that. But during the winter, we typically take a look at our tool inventory, take a look at any repairs we need to do on our equipment, that sort of thing. So it's a regrouping and resting up and getting ready for the next season. So yeah, we look forward to the winter, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're pretty beat up by then.
And just a little background info, what made you want to get involved with Habitat for Humanity?
Well, we'd had some personal family issues that came up that really made me believe there had to be more. There had to be more. I had to find a way to give back to this community that had given my family so much. And about the time that my husband and I were talking about that, a friend, a longtime friend, sent me a text message and let me know that Habitat for Humanity was looking for an executive director. So I contacted a friend of mine who was on the board, and I said, what do you think? And she said, oh, you'd be fantastic. And I had to agree. So I joined them. It was just a way... like I said, it was just a way to give back to a community that really had done so much for my family and I. And I've been there for 7.5 years, have loved every single minute of it. I mean, I get to get up every single day and do something that changes somebody's life in a positive way. It's a remarkable gift, and I feel very blessed.
Yeah, that's an awesome way to look at it. Just helping people each and every single day. And if a citizen here in North Platte wanted to get involved but didn't know how, how would you tell them they can get involved?
Come by the office. We're at 6... I always get the number wrong. We are at 420 North Cottonwood, big gray building on the corner of Cottonwood and 5th. Come in. Let's talk about Habitat. We have opportunities to volunteer on the job site. We have opportunities to get involved with one of our committees. We've got several. Bring a meal over to the guys that are building over there. That's an amazing way. And if none of these are possible, we're always looking for financial donations. Always looking for financial donations. We've always got more lumber we have to buy.
If you had to give a rough estimate, how many people do you think are involved with North Platte's Habitat for Humanity?
Well, when you think about our board, when you think about the people that give, when you think about the volunteers who come, we just had a meeting over at RSVP with a dozen people who want to work in the ReStore when we get it open. I'd have to say, you know, over the course of a year, we get 150, 200 people that in some capacity, whether they're attending an event, whether they're donating or coming to the job site. And keep in mind, a lot of these are repeat people. So the same people that come to work on the house also donate, also attend events, also belong on one of my committees. So we have some staunch supporters in our community. We're very, very lucky.
That's fantastic. Anything else you would like to add, Daylene?
No, just if you are on Facebook, join us on Facebook. We're going to have updates as to what's going on with our ReStore, how you can donate to that. Get more information about our open house and dedication next week. Come on out. Take a tour of the house. James and Sheena would love to show you what they built.
All right, Daylene Skates with Habitat for Humanity. We appreciate you stopping in here at Husker Radio at KODY, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me and talk to the listeners about Habitat for Humanity.
Thank you. I very much appreciate it.